This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. Guess who? Well, we don't have a lot of small talk to say this morning. I don't want to get to the point where people just are like, oh, here they go again.
Yeah.
But we do want to say happy Tuesday, and we hope that you're enjoying your part of the world wherever you are. Is God's existence more vivid to you when you're worried and despairing? Let us share with you why saying this one thing is sometimes the best thing that you can do. And honey, I just realized it was your turn to read the topic.
That's right.
Why don't you read it again? Because we had a short intro. I stepped out of line.
That's right. Is God's existence more vivid to you when you're worried and despairing? Well, let us share with you why saying this one thing is sometimes the best thing that you can do.
And that's the teaser, this one thing. So keep listening. It's this one thing.
Yeah. In Psalms 121, 1 through 3, I look up to the mountains. Does my help come from there? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let you stumble. The one who watches over you will not slumber. And if you notice in that message, the word help is in there several times. So that one thing, God help me.
Sometimes that's all you can say that pretty well sums it up. Now, why are you tearing up this early?
I don't know. You know, that just knowing that that's really the only thing that can help.
Yep.
You know, I mean, God help me, you know. And in the Psalms also, Psalms 3:4, it says, I cried to the Lord with my voice, and he heard me from his holy hill. Man, he hears you. Okay, and sometimes you just got to say it, man. You're having a rough day, man. You've had a rough day at work or maybe at home. You had a little discussion. Or maybe things just aren't going your way. Sometimes you just got to stop the car or stop where you're at and just look up into the heavens and say, God, help me. I can't make it through this day without you. I got to have you, Lord, every single day. But I'm having a rough one today. And the only way I can get through it is with you. You know what? So many people listening, including us, there's days like that, man. We just say, God, help me, man.
I don't know what else to say anymore.
Yeah.
How many have said that? I don't know what else to say anymore except that. God help me.
I thought you weren't going to say anything anymore, and I was going to be saying the rest of the podcast.
Oh, sorry. God help me. No. You were kind of on a roll.
Well, that's true, though. You say, I just don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so, but you know what he does? And his timing is perfect. His timing is not our timing. And man, we want to rush it sometimes when things just seem to be bombarding us from every side. But he knows that perfect time that's going to be just awesome for everybody. If you allow him. If you allow him to help you. That's the big thing. Do you allow God to help you? You know, I tell you what, man, when I was first saved, I mean, man, there's many times, you know, from my past, you know, I'd say, God, help me. Go forward. Please, God, help me. And he did. And he still does every single day. And I am so in love with him because of what he has done for me in our marriage, with my sons, with my job. I mean, you know, I could look at things negatively all the time, or I could focus on things that are positive in our life. We have a lot of things positive in our life, and the most positive thing is Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Well, it, like it says in, the beginning, is God's existence more vivid to you when you're worried and despairing? And to make a little bit light note of this, I was sharing this story the other night. A few years back, I was the car that I was driving was a little green convertible Miata. And it was raining one day, and I was driving down the highway. And those of y'all that know what I'm talking about, you can be driving, and there can be a car in front of you that can hit what seems like a swimming pool and topple over their car on top of yours. Well, that's what happened to me. And the car in front of me just, it was like someone just dumped a pool right on top of this little car that I was in. And I mean, I could not see a thing. And is it hydroplane? Is that when what you say when something turns?
Well, when you hydroplane, yeah. When you hydroplane because of the water.
Yeah. Well, I didn't do the 360.
Well, yeah, you just turned around.
And your I ended up turning around. Yeah, because I can see, and I was ended up going the opposite direction. And when I looked up in the rain, a funeral procession was coming towards me. Now, do you think God's existence was vivid to me at that point?
Yeah.
I was definitely worried and in despair. And I was calm enough to grab the car. It was a stick shift, too. Turn that car around, going back the right direction, and get on the service road the funeral procession could go by me. Now, if that didn't make a believer out of me, which I already was, that just reaffirmed it, because not only did my life was spared, but I actually heard him say, "I am not finished with you yet."
That's right.
And that is the truth. And I was very worried and very despairing. Oh my! I was like, "God help me! What am I going to do?" And he gave me enough, wits about me to make the right decision. But I tell you, he's never seemed more real to me than he was at that moment.
That's right.
Especially when I was calm enough inside, as we've already discussed in another podcast. At that point, I had a lot of recovery.
Right.
So I was okay inside because it was dramatic going on. Dramatic. Mm-hmm. That's a new word. Dramatic.
That's right.
Sounds very Southern.
Yeah, it does.
I was calm enough inside to hear, not only know what to do, but to hear him say what he said.
Yeah, I know.
So that spoke volumes to me. Like, whoa, that made it more of a believer out of me.
Yeah. I remember one time I was in the hospital, and man, I was in horrible pain. And I remember the nurse, they'd come in there and they'd give me morphine or something to calm me down. But really the only thing that calmed me down, man, I was screaming it in the room. Man, I was saying, "God help me." God help me.
Mm-hmm.
He calmed me. He's the one that came in there. He was with me. And he calmed me.
Yeah.
That morphine or whatever they gave me or whatever. Man, that wasn't doing it.
Right.
But his presence called me simply because I cried out to him, "God help me."
Mm-hmm. Just that simple.
Yeah. And so we want you to cry out to him, when you need to. And just don't cry out to him when you're in desperate need or some things are going bad. Cry out to him when things are going great. "God, thank you. Thank you for all your blessings. Thank you for who you are every single day. No matter what you're going through, you need to give thanks to God." And when you pray to him, your prayer should encourage, be glorifying his name. Because he'll answer anything we pray if it glorifies his name.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But one thing he always wants from his children is for you to say, "God, help me."
Mm-hmm. And, pain is a great motivator.
It is.
When you get to that point to where I can't take it anymore, I'm done.
Yeah.
Let the chips fall where they may. You get to that point to where, I don't even care what happens because I am in such emotional agony.
Yeah.
So be it.
Yep.
And the chips fall where they may, and then all of a sudden everything starts being real clear.
That's right.
And I tell you, that, like I said, pain is a great motivator. And when God starts moving after you've reached that point of I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired, he'll never be more real to you than that.
That's right.
Because you finally, in humility, said, "Okay, God, what I'm doing is not working. Not my will, but yours be done. I'm on the potter's wheel now. Go on and have your way."
That's right. And honey, you know what? There's people out there that maybe don't know to say, "God, help me." Because they don't know him. They don't have a relationship with him. Or maybe there's some people that have had a relationship with God and walked away, honey.
Or maybe they didn't know him before, and because they've been treated poorly by such sick people, they're like, why would I want to serve? They were serving God.
Yeah.
We understand that, too.
That's what happened to me, you know, for many, many years, man. Mm-hmm. You know? And then, of course, there's people that have been in church for many, many years that maybe just never given their heart to him. Mm-hmm. And they don't know to cry out to him in their time of trouble, in their time of blessings. Well, you know what? If that's you, we'd love for you to pray this prayer and start your relationship with Jesus today. Please pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, come into my life. I know you died on the cross. You rose on the third day to give me a new life and a brand new beginning. And Jesus, you tell me because of the cross, I ask you to forgive me of my sins, and my sins are forgiven. Lord, I say to you, help me. And thank you for being my Savior. I look forward to living with you starting today and into eternity. In Jesus' name, amen. Mm-hmm. Wow. You know what? What a great topic. And we really pray that we encouraged you. And if you gave your life to Christ right then, please email us at info@livingitup.org. Mm-hmm. And with any comments, you know, we'd love to hear from you.
Right.
And, you know, let's give another shout out, honey, to Canada. You know, a lot of people in Canada listening to us. You know, we might be in Vancouver one day speaking at a conference. We'd love to see you. And we just really, really thank everyone who's listening to our podcast around the world. We pray that somehow you're being encouraged by God's word.
That's right. Okay, so is God's existence more vivid to you when you're worried and despairing? That's true. Don't be so hard on yourself. You're only human, okay? We hope today we were able to share with you why saying the one thing we talked about, God help me, is the best thing that you can do.
That's right.
So keep living it up while you keep saying, God help me, while
beginning again.
Well, have a fabulous weekend.
Yeah.
Did you encourage them to go to church?
Yes, I did. Okay. At the beginning of the podcast.
I got sidetracked by all the lights over here.
I did.
Okay. Well, that's all we've got to say then.
That's right. Have a wonderful weekend.
And keep living it up until we talk to you on Monday.
And while beginning again.
Bye.